Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bob Goo.
All right, just so you, this just so it doesn't Bob leave it hanging, Goo. He went to high school with a guy named Bob Goo, and it's a name that I've always found very entertaining.
Bob Goo?
Bob Goo.
And he did not like to be called Robert.
He said, Bob Goo.
It's Bob Goo.
I had a New York strip, and I always make the same joke. You
What's
know?
That?
The steak comes to the table.
Right.
And I cut into it, and whoever I'm with, I'm usually dining with 4 to 5 people. I say, I'm cutting into the Yankee steak. Because it's New York, you know.
Yeah. How long have you been using that joke?
I think I heard Chuck Schumer say, Oy vey.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I realize that on the Mike O'Mara Show, we have been diving into the extraordinarily mundane topic, and a topic that's probably been beaten to death over the years, but the topic is Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And I know that we have covered that for many, many moons, but just as kind of a cherry on the sundae.
Yes.
Tiny little cherry on the sundae, I received from Heather Weimer, a loyal TMOS listener.
Nice.
A wonderful note, because Heather was not only a contestant, but a winning contestant on Wheel of Fortune. So I figured, as I told her, I will pass her message along. A rather lengthy one for Facebook messaging, but thank you, thank you. And by the way, a pretty darn good way to get in touch with me. If you ever want to, you know, drop me a line on something that's interesting. What I don't care for are that... No, I've done it before. Don't send me the link. Lazies, don't just send me a link.
Would you like pictures?
What's that?
Pictures?
Well, no, I don't like pictures without... I like some sort of explanation.
Substance.
As to why you are sending me that. And when they send just the, you know...
And if I can just add one thing to that...
Sure you can.
I think it's most distasteful when you write a link and then you write, I'll just leave this here.
I don't know if I've gotten that. That might be mobbers.
We get a lot of that.
I don't like that because it's sort of like, click it if you dare. You know what?
You're sounding like you're in a closet, by the way. Just tweak that up a little bit. You sound like... You're sounding like that a little bit. Just a little bit.
Probably a big closet.
Just wanted to check.
It would have to be.
Would you like to hear what Heather wrote to me?
Yes, please.
Last evening, about 8:20. Hi, Mike. I had called in a while ago. R.I.P. Wide Open Wednesdays. We might bring it back from the dead someday. You never know.
Anytime.
I think we have the technology, and we to chat with people.
We should, yes.
Maybe in 2 weeks.
In a fortnight.
You know what would be great? For Easter. Let Rob, Wide Open Wednesday saying, rise from the dead.
I was saying
rise
2 weeks.
Again,
you
how
said
dare you.
Easter. Yeah. when you were first starting get into the wheel... I listened because I was a contestant on January 10th, 2017.
Fresh.
Recent.
I went to the bonus round, so she's a winner.
Yeah.
She won. I won the whole thing. $27,700, mostly won during an express train. Oh, my God, Heather. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
During an express train in which I did guess every letter before solving. So that meant she got the... Oh, there it is again.
Well, that would have to be an express round, right?
Express
train
round.
Yes,
yes,
yes, train. Absolutely. She did guess every letter before solving, but I wanted to tell you that they are very serious about the rules, and we spent the first 4 hours with lawyers. At first 4 hours.
Wow.
4 hours.
Damn.
4 hours with lawyers going over all the rules, and at one point we were alone with a lawyer. Just the contestants and the lawyer. Okay, I get it.
Wow.
Talking about cheating and rules. And they do edit the portions out when strange stuff happens, including Pat landing on the lose a turn.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
She goes on to say he is an excellent spinner, having done this for 30-plus years.
You know, we've used that phrase on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
A spinner.
I used it at American University. having done this for 30-plus years, so I do think he can land on the $5,000 and command. So she thinks he's good enough to put
it
wherever he wants to put it.
Correct.
Yeah, indeed.
But it's definitely not a foot pedal. I never said I thought it was a foot pedal. It just
Oscar
there were people
found it on a website.
Yeah,
it was on a website.
Reddit.
Right. So it was not ours. We were just sharing that. I read it. Oscar read it. He shared it. I don't think he has a foot pedal either. Never thought that. But I do think he knows how to do $500 or $600. He used to do it every single time on command. But it's definitely not a foot pedal. Also, we gave our bios ahead of time, and everything was put on little cards. But I don't think he actually took a look. I'm sorry I'm reading like this, but my font is that
That's fine.
Big.
That's fine.
Sounds like my reading, Mike. Perfect.
But I don't think he actually took a look at the cards until a second before he arrived on stage. Here's the best part. Before the actual taping, he was nowhere to be found. And when he did, when we did dress rehearsal, there was a stand-in for him.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. If I'm doing it for 150 years,
show business.
I'd have a stand-in.
Yeah, I guess
I wouldn't want to be there every day going over the same crap, would you?
But don't you think as a courtesy to the contestants, it might make them a little less starstruck if they put him out there for rehearsal?
You know, when you say that, no. All right, so let's say, okay, there was a stand-in. He and I and you and he disagree on everything politically. Yeah, we've had that before, too.
Uh-huh.
Pat's a big righty.
Yeah,
I know that. He's gotten a little bit of trouble when he's texted or tweeted over the last
opinionated.
Few years. But I did really enjoy meeting him, and he was very nice. My final puzzle that I did not get was dazzling good looks. They do that on the puzzle, right? They put a lot of Z's in there.
This is exactly what I said yesterday. Because think of that: there are two Z's in the first word of that puzzle. And you need to have that word to solve it.
Yeah.
Who is going to guess the letter Z?
Or
not going to happen.
Yeah, that's fixed. You know what, Mike? I think it's fixed.
It's fixed.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the consonants I guessed, but none were in the puzzle, and I only got I.
You know what? D and K also. I mean, K especially an obscure one, too.
And here's the best part. Heather, thank you so much for this letter. This is really fun. Also, regarding taping schedule, he flies into L.A. for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, every other week. They told us that, and my tape date was a Friday. So every other week they tape on Thursday and Friday.
Got a three-day week in Los Angeles? Why not?
When they're taping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he and how no...
And they probably, as we said, they bang out 5 or 6 shows in a day.
A day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
So that's 10. So he flies into L.A. every other week, but not... Every other week, year round.
He works 4 days a week. 4 days a month. 4 days a month. 4 days a month.
Yeah, four days a month.
Yeah,
when he works in that month.
Yeah. He's got a sweet
You
gig,
know what
Mike.
I mean?
As in the summer, do they do Best of Sajak in the summer?
Of course they do reruns. They have to do reruns.
Yeah, they have to, right? Yeah.
I think I've seen reruns. I think they do.
I'm curious to know if the way that he owns the game, right?
Right.
If he owns the games like in totality, that he has to put up his own money, which would make sense for the jackpot in insurance purposes. If someone actually hits that $1 million,
no, he doesn't own the game.
He doesn't own the game.
No,
Griffin owned the
game. No.
I thought he owned the game.
And King World. And King World, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Why do I think he owned the game?
He might have a percentage of it, perhaps built into his contract, but he's got a big whopping.
No, he's got a big whopping salary. I remember that.
All right.
Book Pat Sajak. No, don't.
Please.
Okay. He has declined us in the past.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't. Really?
Have yes.
You, well, so is everybody, Rob.
It's true.
Yeah.
You have that way. But anyway, it's
Mike.
So, who's the next guest? Do we have another comedian from Crashing coming
out? No, actually, I'm in talks with the granddaughter of the owner of Grossinger's.
Yes. That's a fact.
Resort. You're in talks?
Yeah, I actually exchanged email with her today, and she didn't
what
answer her phone.
What about Kevin
yesterday. Pollack? Kevin Pollack, we have not even...
When's the next big guest we have on the Mike O'Mara Show?
The next big guest is going to be sooner than you know.
Mike, I'm going to share something that I probably shouldn't share, but I'll share. Who cares?
All right, that's
what I
do.
Go ahead. You tell me something, I tell the world. So...
All right, turn the wheel music off. Come on.
Speaking of guests, this is completely organic. There is another program that said, hey, my friend wants that here at Podcast Village. My friend wants to be on the program. Do you mind having one of your guys just reach out and ask just to be professional about the whole thing? Even if it's your friend, Mike, isn't it nice for someone to call like your producer and say, hey, I'm trying to book Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Rob, can Mike come on? So-and-so, right? So, for example, when a Hey Phrase wants Mike on, they come to you, Rob,
exactly.
and say,
mm-hmm.
is Mike available this day for Hey Phrase?
Mm.
So we write the email, and the email comes back from the manager and says, they usually get paid to appear on programs.
Okay.
This is not an A-list actor. This is not like, I would say, a B-list actor, not a C-list actor. This is maybe D or F. And I've read the email probably 10 times because in my career, in my life, I've never seen pay me for this guest.
Right.
Pay
me. The value for radio and podcast for guests is at the maximum promoting something they're doing.
Yes,
that's the trade.
O'Reilly comes on this show because he wants he sells books when he comes on.
Right. Yes, O'Reilly isn't asking for money.
No,
he's not asking for. I've never known of a guest that wanted. I've never known in my career. I've never known for a guest that wanted
this is fresh.
To get paid.
This just happened yesterday, and then I took the email and I said, "Well, maybe I'm an idiot, and this happens on a regular basis." So you know, the time I've been here, I've booked a guest or two, but I've never seen this. What is basically a kick to the teeth
right.
and a slap to the face. And I'm like,
So another for somebody to come on the show, a show where we don't routinely do guests.
Yeah. Right.
They'd come on if they got paid.
Paid. Right. Paid. Paid. Wow. So I call a colleague of mine at a local news network and I say,
right.
Look, I know that you guys have people come on the news all the time, but on the morning shows, they have like, actors come in from that are at the improv, much like we do. Same
sure,
deal, same
sure.
same circuit, same car wash of guests. Have you ever had a guest ask for money? They said no. So I think, and I'll let you know in the long run without divulging the name, that this is just an eager beaver manager or the person themselves being like acting like their manager, saying that they need money.
Oh, like Donald Trump when he called the newspaper.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Exactly like
it's
that.
It's somebody who, it's the comedian themselves. Via email, pretending they're a representative.
Oh, hello? Yes?
I've done that for restaurants.
In what way?
No. I've fantasized about doing it for restaurants. Or like hotels.
Where it's the like, Sausage King of
by
America?
By the way, Mike O'Mara is the Sausage King of America. Chicago is coming in to do that.
You know, but I've never done it. I've always thought it'd be cool, though, to pretend like I do
like you have people?
A hotel feature on a show.
That you see know, that, that, oh, that see, I can see cool, that yeah. working because you're part of the Five Diamond Club that wants to you know really review the hotel to see if it's worth five diamonds.
Sure, yeah,
right.
But
right.
this, there's no way.
Would we have heard of this person?
No,
you not even heard of him.
I had to look him up. I was like, this is I guess what maybe I'm just covering for Rob a little bit, but I don't mean to. This just happened yesterday where I've just never seen. Look, getting guests sucks, and it's hard, and not everybody can be like Bill O'Reilly, where they write books and they want to come on a circuit and be on your show.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that just like to, you know, keep their name out there right. and do it that way.
It's publicity.
Yeah.
It's publicity. And to ask for money, I just want to take
pretty amazing.
This email
that is amazing.
And
pretty amazing.
I can talk about it in vague, you know, broad strokes here. But if I was a younger and dumber and bolder, I would have put it on old Instagram and said, what is
about,
this?
What about Maddie? What about Rob Maddie Masiello handling some
Well, I would
guests,
say the first person maybe, she'd book is her father.
Yes. We found out something this week we did not know.
Well, what the hell is that?
Well, in all fairness, is it okay we talk about this, Maddie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Her father is the former mayor of Buffalo, New York.
I played golf with a guy from Buffalo, New York yesterday.
Really?
The mayor?
Yes.
The former mayor?
No, not the former mayor.
Wait,
no.
Which this essentially makes, Maddie the Amy Carter of Buffalo, New York. She is the first daughter of Buffalo.
Hey, Maddie, did your father, do you think your father knew Jimmy Cerritos' father, who was a lifer at the Odd in Buffalo?
Well, was it's you, funny, because you know? My dad was a big college basketball player, and they used to play at the Odd. Okay. So they might have run into each other, but I'm not really sure.
Tell Mike the picture you showed me yesterday.
Oh, so OJ, because he used to play for the Bills, he went to one of my dad's inaugurations, and there's this picture of my mom, like, smiling with OJ, and it's the funniest thing.
Wow.
I'll send it to you.
That's awesome. Well, Rob, get together with Maddie and see if she can, you know,
a beloved mayor,
put another,
Mike, multiple
put
years.
Another touch on it. Really, yeah. A beloved, that's wonderful. Yeah. Because would you like to do? I got the answer. Right. YOUBET. You bet. That's Rob saying you.
Hey,
No, you hate the subject. I want hello. I'd like a guest or two.
Okay.
Like not one every 8 months. Right. I'd like them. I'd like them more frequently.
If I receive an email from Maddie's father's handler saying he needs to be paid on the show,
that's right.
Listen, I'm going to have Oscar. I'm pivoting you off the former mayor of Buffalo with complete mad respect to Maddie's father. I was moving
like a great
in
guy.
The. I was no, but listen. Oh, God, this is so frustrating. I was moving in the direction of Maddie taking over guest booking duties.
Oh, we don't want to break her this soon, Mike.
No,
we don't want to break her. But I think she could.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. What do you mean break her? Like break her spirit?
Break her spirit. Yes.
She's so optimistic.
Yes. Yeah.
What you don't know is
she's already helping. Mike, she's been helping for...
Helping what? Booking guests?
She helps book guests. She always been trying to help book guests with the...
How does she do that, Rob?
She has sent emails. She keeps an eye out on stuff for people that are coming in and out of town. And yeah, she's sort of like the safety net under me.
You're not doing that?
No, I do that too. Of course I do.
But they both do it. They both do it in their own right. I saw The Weakness a long time ago and I said, hey, young buck, you get on this and see if you can do this any better.
So you're doing what I'm doing right now.
Yes.
Well, then it's not successful because we're not getting guests.
Yeah, that's what I was joking around about.
Yeah. What do you think we can do to get guests?
Pay them.
We have to write big fat checks.
We're not going to get guests.
We
don't pay guests.
No, nobody should pay for guests.
We will stay on the grind. We will continue to send emails and I will try other ways to get to Mr. Kevin Pollak, who is very hard to access. But I will get him.
Who else is in the pipeline?
Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes as we get closer to my episode.
Oh, no. I'm boycotting Crashing.
Why?
I'm boycotting Crashing. I'm boycotting because
Crashing
it's all
a
Crashing.
Hot chick.
It's all Crashing. It's all Crashing.
We'll,
I want somebody
we'll
from another day. Will you stay out of this for once in your life?
You just asked me.
God, you've been such a nudge this week.
You wouldn't
talking to him. It's his job,
You wouldn't
yours.
Say that Judd Apatow is just Crashing, though. Judd Apatow is a hot guy.
Yeah. But I mean, God, is there anybody besides the show you were on?
Oh, yeah, but I have an in with that show.
And
I thought
we were going to get Pete Holmes like right from the very beginning.
Well, no.
Obviously, the in is not getting him on like now.
You're getting when he was closer to the episode. We got Jessica first.
What do you mean we're going to get when it's closer to the episode?
Closer to when the episode airs.
Rob's episode.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay. Besides that.
That's what we've got working right now. It's not. There's
That's
not.
Dick.
That is dick.
Right.
That's a lot of dick.
I mean, is
a lot
it
of dick. A lot of dick. A lot of dudes.
That is just right.
A lot of dudes.
That's nothing. That's I have no one. I have no one that I've even. Do you remember the weekly meetings?
Yes.
What happened?
They fell to the wayside. We'll start them again.
Who let them fall to the wayside?
I did.
Why?
Because there is a lot of stuff going on. Lots of things going on always. And I apologize that the guest is not always at the top of the priority list. We had a busy time through the holidays. We're back now. We'll redouble our efforts and we'll get this done.
It's important to highlight. Let's get back on the horse.
Right on.
Maddie, cancel your father.
Yeah.
When was his last day as mayor?
Back in 2005, so it's been a while.
It's been a while, but it's not that far.
No, it's not time for another run.
Yeah.
Is he still active in politics?
Yeah, he's currently a lobbyist, so he does a lot of state level.
And is he down in the D.C. area?
Not too much. No, he's back in Buffalo.
I heard there might be an opening in Virginia. But, you know, it's, we're doing political persuasions today.
So yes,
I asked Maddie.
There'll be a lot of times. I think the first week we've ever done political persuasions where we weren't talking about the president of the United States.
Yes, he finally got someone that got in the way of him.
Got somebody got in the way.
Three guys.
Is it Governor... your governor is Ralph Northam.
Yes, and then there's Justin Fairfax, and then there's the third gentleman, Herring.
Attorney General?
And they all have problems.
Hold on a second. Speaking, I just got a text.
Yes.
I just got a text. Ooh. He wants to come. I will allow this, even though it's political. Yes. I will allow him to come on the show. Just got an email, a text message, rather, from Haley Barbour.
Yes.
Who said he wants to come on the show next via telephone and speak about this Ralph Northam situation.
Oh, excellent.
A second text again. What's all the fuss about? All right. So we'll take a break. You can start the show. We'll come back with Haley Barbour. He's coming in.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Here's what I've learned about life now that I'm over 50. I'll make the time to be your friend if you're a doctor. Stock up on doctor friends. I'm telling you. You get to a certain age, every day something happens. The other day, I woke up with a sprained ankle. What happened? No, but what happened? I went to bed. I was fine. I was fine when I got in bed. You get older. As you get older, you need different friends. Like when you're a teenager, the one friend you need is the first kid who has a car. You got to buddy up to that kid, right? Yeah. And then you hit your 20s, new kid now. Usually a sketchy kid. He can get shit. You don't know how he gets stuff. You don't ask. All you know is all of a sudden he can get you tickets to REO Speedwagon. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. This table knows. That table knows. Yes, I'm sorry. I meant Coachella. Coachella tickets. I'm sorry. And then 30s. 30s and 40s. New friend. Lawyer. You have to lawyer up now. Yes. And then 50s to 70s, man. Doctors. And then here's a weird thing. In your 80s, back to the kid with the car. Yeah, full circle. Full circle. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live. Our nation's capital has, right in the middle of it, the Podcast Village Studios. And we are broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. today. Greetings, everybody. The Mike O'Mara Show on the air now from Port Clyde, Maine to Freeport, Texas, from Newport News, Virginia to Portola, California, from Oranjestad, Aruba to Yuzinki, Alaska. The Mike O'Mara Show on now, brought to you by Cornerstone. Face it, figuring out how to buy a house is complicated and scary. And do you understand how refinancing works? I don't, but we don't need to because the folks at Cornerstone First know all about that stuff. Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show. When they find out you love TMOS, they're going to treat you like old friends. You don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi because Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered, and they will even give you the lowest rates guaranteed. At this moment, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. You can refi now and skip your March payment. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And hello, Governor.
I didn't know he was going to be in studio. So what did you texted you were in the neighborhood or something?
Yeah, the audio processor doesn't seem to be.
let me get mic'd up.
Please.
Get mic'd up here. Put that on my lapel.
Oh, he only uses a lapel mic.
Yeah,
Michael. I love when Michael? He's on demand.
Yeah, well, he's available.
You know?
That's the mark of a great politician.
Absolutely.
That was just like Mayor Mazziello.
Yeah.
Always available.
Now, is this microphone okay?
No, did you put it under your lapel?
Yeah, in front of your mouth, please.
Yeah, please.
Under my jowl.
Yes. Okay, get your jowl up. If you can just sort of give it a chin flip. Yeah.
How's this? Is this better?
A little better, yes. Nice and loud.
Is it too loud?
A little too loud, Governor.
All right. Where's the volume level?
He's running his own board.
Yeah.
Governor, I noticed you kicking an engineer out there.
Governor is running his own board.
Hello, it's good to be with you.
That's too, low, quiet. Too, low, too, low, please. Too quiet, Governor.
How's that?
That's too quiet. You need to come up.
Too louder. Low.
What if I was to raise my voice a little bit?
No.
The fidelity just isn't there.
Yes.
All right, now I'm going to do, how's that? Is that better?
No. A little loud. Something in the middle. We have moderation.
I'm in the middle now.
No, that's not the middle. That's the other end. Come up.
Take your middle and then move it up a little bit.
What if I do it from the other side of the door?
How's it now?
Well, the fidelity is fine, but you're not even in the room.
You do it. You bring up a valid point.
In the room is better.
Are you able to hear us outside the room?
Whoa!
That was very dramatic.
My finger slipped. Dry skin.
I thought you were making a dramatic entrance.
Yeah. What if I use Mike's microphone?
Oh, that's much better. That's perfect.
Well, have a diba.
How you doing, Haley? May I call you Haley?
Yeah, you may. Good morning. You may. I'm a no longer servant, right? And, as governor of Mississippi.
Of where?
Mississippi.
Of course.
I just had to come by, and I don't normally speak up for Democrats, but. The beating this man's taken for just a what I consider to be a college and I think a high level a med school prank is unconscionable.
You're talking about our Governor Ralph Northam.
Yes.
Have you met the man?
Dr. Governor Northam.
Dr. Governor.
I never had the pleasure, nor do I have to, but I certainly was aware during my college and law school years.
Mm-hmm.
That there were, you know, we do some innocent pranks once in a while.
Did you do some pranks? You
know, yes. Well, but they weren't over the top. But, you know, as far as I don't understand, just call me crazy.
Okay.
Why a costume is eliciting this kind of visceral hatred from Americans. I just don't. Yes. Hello.
Governor. Yes. In
well, buenos dias
buenos
to
dias.
You.
Buenos dias.
How are you? What are you doing here?
Senor Barber, I'm concerned because, like a lot of people in the D.C. area and nationally, you would expect more from your elected officials.
Yeah, higher standard
than what we've heard from the top three in the state of Virginia.
See,
is that do you speak Spanish, Governor?
Yes, I do. Is it required with him?
And it's not well. No. He's got heard.
You speak English beautifully.
Thank you.
He's very well spoken.
That's wonderful.
Can you answer the question?
What was your question again?
My question is that...
Mi amigo?
Very good.
Do you believe that the three elected officials in the state of Virginia...
Top three officials.
Top three.
Yes.
Know that they have done wrong?
Well, the lieutenant governor is... I'm sorry. I cannot defend him. Guilty!
Why is that?
I sense it. I just sense it. Guilty.
So you're feeling.
I don't want to discuss it. Okay. He's guilty as charged.
Let me ask you a question. It's a slight. Let me just
but
sort
the
of
the attorney general and the governor. It's silliness. It's silliness. It doesn't rise to the crimes of that second in command.
Would you say that
he's guilty?
Would fall under the umbrella of boys.
Guilty. Guilty.
Boys will be boys.
Oh, those two?
Yeah.
Well, they were young men.
Of
they
course.
They were 8 or 9 years old.
Sure, you know, Noel actually
no, putting on.
He was in his 20s and he was studying to be a doctor, but not.
Well, he was bad. I'm sure he was under a great deal of pressure, wasn't he?
Well, sure, doctors often are.
I understand this madness that people are calling for his resignation just because he wore a costume. And another kid wore a costume representing a rather significant part of our nation's history.
Mr. Barber, though, people
let him finish.
Let me finish. Two more words. Three.
Okay.
Dab-a-doo.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
A little respect, please.
Dab-a-doo.
No. You heard every word he said.
Dab-a-doo.
May I ask a tangential question?
Yes.
I know you have always run on a platform of inclusion.
Yes, I have.
And this is why you speak Spanish, which to me is a revelation.
I include my church. I include my family.
I include my friends.
Oh, you're getting enthusiastic.
And I include people that I golf with.
Now, so with that in mind, let's say, I didn't mean to let you finish.
Debba-da-da.
If you were to go into a Subway sandwich shop.
Yes.
And order something for lunch.
Yes.
Could you do that in Spanish?
Yes, I could.
Would you?
Yes. Uno sandwicho, por favor, with a lechuga. That's lettuce.
Yes, understood.
Tomate. Sal y pimiento. Mayonnaise.
Beautiful.
Well done.
That's wonderful.
Muchas gracias, mi amiga. Yes, hello. Hello.
Do you have any friends of color?
Oh, I knew coming into this environment that you are going to ask me that.
Yeah.
And the answer is a resounding sort of.
Really?
Yes.
See, we don't practice gotcha journalism. This just happened organically.
Well, then don't follow up, and I'll say yes. I suppose I do.
Okay,
right? Can you
name
them?
That's the answer I'll give you, huh?
Can you name them?
I don't think you need to know a person's name to be friendly with them.
Well, I would say that might be the first step of being a friend is learning their name.
Saying their name doesn't matter. How about a nice firm howdy?
Howdy.
There was a gentleman in downtown Biloxi when I would get out of my limousine as governor, would always be outside of one of the mercantiles. I believe it was a haberdasher. And I would always get out and I'd look and I'd say, and he'd say, hello, governor. And I'd say, howdy.
And he's a friend.
I consider him a dear friend. I do a doobity. I truly, truly do.
So,
but as far as, friendship, like going on trips,
yes.
I don't think so. No, not that I wouldn't want to.
You could vacation with that howdy guy.
Oh, it just never came up. Bebe.
So, yes. To clarify.
Clarify all you want.
You have friends that you say howdy to.
Yes.
You don't believe that the governor and the attorney general of the great state of Virginia did anything wrong.
But not those two, but that second in command.
Lieutenant governor.
That case needs to be reopened before we have a trial.
Strong allegations.
Very strong.
Have you reached out to the governor and the attorney general of Virginia?
Not the attorney general, but I did send a message to the governor.
Oh.
Even though I'm not a Democrat, as you know, I sent that.
Really?
I sent that. I've got it right here somewhere. Here we are.
Did you send it via electronic mail? Are you a big emailer?
Hold on. Let me reach into my jacket pocket here.
Yeah.
See what I've got.
There we are. It's a nice tweed.
It is. A little warm for tweed down there, but.
Mm. Well, that is a thin mint from dinner last night.
You had it in the pocket of your jacket?
Well, it was in my breast pocket after I picked them up, when I was leaving the restaurant.
Oh, I see. So you ate out, and so it was a mint. You know, a lot of those are, those mints in restaurants, they're lousy with urine because people go to the bathroom and then grab a handful.
Oh, that's not, I don't need to hear that, boy.
Well, you might want to stop shoveling them in your mouth.
But their taste, I have what I eat where I eat every night.
Where'd you eat?
Sam Steaks.
Same place.
Sam's Steaks.
What did you have to eat?
I had a New York strip.
Ooh.
And I always make the same joke. You
What's
know?
That?
The steak comes to the table.
Right.
Well done.
Of course.
Like I like it. And I cut into it, and whoever I'm with, I'm usually dining with 4 to 5 people. I say, I'm cutting into the Yankee steak. Because it's New York.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How long have you been using that joke?
I think I heard Chuck Schumer say, Oy vey. All right. Let me see. So I sent this letter to the governor. Dear Governor Northam from Haley Barbo, it's easy to grin when your shippers come in and you got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his crotch is too tight in the seat.
That's
Judge
wonderful.
Delahue Smiles.
I think wonderful it's nice that you offered that sort of encouragement.
Is it true? Yeah. Is it true you'll be making an appearance on Political Persuasions?
No, unfortunately, there was this man that got back to me. What's his name? I've got that in my pocket, too.
Yeah, hold on. So many things in his pocket.
Man. Busy man. Big pockets.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that?
A shrimp from the shrimp cocktail.
You put a shrimp in your pocket?
We must have gotten a little rowdy. Oh, that is.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Governor? Oh.
Lost him. He's not on the video feed anymore. Oh,
I'm back.
Is it possible, Governor?
Booba.
That shrimp might not have been from last night's meal.
You got a point there.
Yeah, I'm like a couple days old.
Yeah, you got a point there. Can you play your outgoing music? Yeah. I have to go to the Jimmy John.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thank
Watch
you very
your
much.
Face.
What a pleasure it has been. Visiting with you.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. My wife Petunia said that I have to modify my diet. Y'all take care, will you?
Hey,
where's Mike?
Thanks for coming by anytime. All right.
When's Mike? Is Mike coming in right after?
Coming back.
Yeah, I think he'll come in during the promo.
Would you inform him that his studio now has the bouquet of a chicken ranch, please? Thank you. It's so long, everybody.
Bye.
Take a short break. Be right back.
Hi there. This is Mike's favorite promo voice, and I wanted to get serious for a minute and talk to you about loneliness.
Whoa, easy there, Robert. Take it easy and rest that voice. I got this one. Hi there. I'm here to talk about laughter, and the best way to get it is through the TMOS bonus show. You'll never be lonely with the comedy stylings of Mike, Rob, and Oscar, giving you an extra hour of comedy power each week. It's the answer to any of life's problems, so do the clickety-click and take that digital trip to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click that red bonus show banner and get laughing today. Thank ye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. We are thrilled to announce that in 2019, our partnership with Zappos continues. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. I am really, really sorry, but I am laughing at the last bit. Our partnership...
You're not alone.
Really. Sometimes I do that. I'm just going, I like it when he choked. Our partnership is built on listener support.
On a shrimp from his jacket, Mike. And not from last night.
I thought he was choking on acceptance.
Our partnership is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically anything that covers your epidermis, please think Zappos first. You'll love their legendary customer service. There is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides first for a fast, free shipping for the beat. Free and easy returns, 24/7 customer service, and a 365-day return policy. That's awesome. Remember Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Thank you, Zappos.com. Never been a better time to look your best, and we appreciate all the fun at Zappos. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I have a serious question.
Okay.
Yes.
So I saw the news, much like everyone, I think, in our listening audience and in the world, that the state of Virginia is in chaos as far as scandals in their political world.
The New York Post headline. Did you see the Post headline?
No, I did not.
Virginia is for losers.
Yeah. And what a shock that came out of the New York Post.
Right.
And not the Daily News.
Yeah.
Yes, that's divided up.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If... the quick thumbnail for those of you who don't care and it doesn't matter to you... This is what's happening in the state of Virginia. You have a governor who this past weekend went on the air, and this is not a political take. I actually want to get more of an interpersonal question out of you guys, an answer. I want to give you a question. Is that the governor, picture surfaces where the governor's in blackface, and it's in his yearbook. And on Friday evening of this past week, this is now Thursday, he says it was him and he apologized. And then on Saturday, he flips the story and says, no, it wasn't me, but I did do blackface. It was for a Michael Jackson contest. So this entire time, and I am a passive, like I try to stay, just because it's so divided, away from politics as much as I can.
Yeah.
But you can't avoid this, especially in our backyard, the DMV.
Right.
Then you hear that there is a possible scandal for some sort of a sexual aggravated assault
from Lieutenant Governor, who, by the way, Rob pointed out has a DJ name. Is it Justin Fairfax?
Justin Fairfax.
In the afternoons.
Justin Fairfax. Allegations of that are 2004. Allegations of sexual assault, which have resurfaced, which have come back again. And I think, I don't know.
His accusers come out with the statement
as well. They
might
be saying his accuser came out when this scandal came forth.
Yes.
When it became apparent that there's every chance in the world that Ralph Northam might resign and the attorney general might assume the gubernatorial seat, that's when this resurfaced.
Right. So the latest, you're absolutely right. So then there's a scandal with the second in command. This resurfaces. And then the third, today, or last night, is, and this is what I wanted to ask you.
The Attorney General.
You're the Attorney General of Virginia.
Third in line. You did blackface too. And you have to say about the state of Virginia, WTF.
That's really right.
Yeah. All Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Depending on your political persuasion, you're happy, I imagine, the other side, all the way around.
Oh, I would imagine. Look, I can't for one second begrudge anybody from the other team from having a little schadenfreude when it comes to that. That's our political world right now.
Right.
And my God, if you're sitting there as a Republican and perhaps as a Trump Republican for two solid years of listening to this man every single day, and then you have your chance, you're going to scream it as loud as
of
you
course.
Can, too.
Take the win if you can.
That's a scandal.
Hate to call it a win, but take that win if you can.
What does the crisis communications room look like when this blackface scandal breaks out? And as it should. I can't believe it took this long to actually surface.
Pretty amazing in this day and age,
right?
Especially with a recent election, why that didn't come out in a gubernatorial election in
also,
a state the size of Virginia. I'm amazed.
Shocking.
A quick question. Did your college have a yearbook? Our college didn't have a yearbook.
No.
And I'm thinking,
mine didn't.
And a med mine school, and more specifically, a med school yearbook.
Yeah. It was a small school.
What sort of elitist? We would prefer to have some sort of hardback ledger record of our events. Well, you're going to have a medical license, sir. Well, sure, we're going to have a medical license, but a book would be nice.
$300.
Sure.
Yeah. I sit there, and when I saw the news late last night, time delayed.
Right.
And it's like 11, and Santos is next to me on the couch. I'm like, Santos, what do you think was happening to the attorney general when he saw the scandal break? And how do you think he tiptoed into Northam's office and said, hey, I know you're going through it right now, but let me tell you, you're not alone.
Actually, no, I don't think that's how he handled it. I bet he walked in and he said, Governor, if you look at this in the right way, it's actually kind of funny.
No way, Rob.
No way, Rob. Terrible.
That didn't happen.
How do you think he was? It a text? Was it like, hey, we're in the same boat and two paddles, two oars? Like, what was it?
Yeah, how would you handle it? That's tough.
It's just weird that, you know, and listen, I do not, in no way do I diminish the allegations against the Lieutenant Governor, because that's serious stuff.
Agreed.
And if we've learned anything, we've learned that you hear out your accusers, and I'm not familiar enough with the case to comment on it effectively to know whether it's been litigated, whether there's been anything along those lines. I'm
not
hearing
diminishing.
A lot. I just heard a lot of theories on that one. I'm taking the Attorney General and the Governor, who both appeared as adult males, right? Over the age of 18 in blackface. WTF. This is really, look, I think that we have realized, if nothing else, in the last few years, that there is an undercurrent in this country that we have to get hold of and that we have to educate our children about, because it's out there. It is out there for everybody to see. And it's just stunning to me that we've got this situation going on again. And you know what?
A lot of people are going to say, well, he's done this, he's done this. No, as somebody, a member of the party, a member of his team, all right, we, as Democrats, I really do believe, a la Al Franken, unfortunately,
right,
the chips have to fall. Bye-bye. Yeah. See you later, dope. Yes. Next time, maybe a little more awareness of that. You're not a child, you know, and besides, it's something... Jesus Christ, I'm 59 years old. I wouldn't have pulled that crap.
No, and it's
back in the day. Unless you know when you pull that crap? You pull that crap when you're around Whitey all day. That's when that stuff happens. That doesn't happen when you're sitting there and, you know, there's a diverse fraternity
right.
in there. It doesn't happen. No, well, we had a guy. Yeah, of course you might have had one guy. Do you know what I mean? But I'm sure if you did a deep dive on this, you would probably find out that it was, you know, this was white on white crime, if you know what I mean, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'd be very surprised to see that, you know, is it possible? Anything's possible.
Who are we to say that, you know, the way people, especially that are African American, feel about this? The only other time in my life that I've ever had a serious conversation about blackface or even thought about it,
mm-hmm.
and this actually made me think of that, where I played in a city intramural soccer league,
right?
And, you know, black, white, Hispanic, it's a mix. It's a city. It's a melting pot of players. And one of my guys that I played with was a white guy, and he was super nice and didn't seem like anything was wrong. He went to school in Virginia, coincidentally, university. And one of my other guys is like, hey, man, like, I'm friends with that guy on Facebook, and he's got like blackface on in one of his Halloween costumes. And I was like, that guy probably should know that that's bad, mm-hmm. but I don't think that guy's a racist. My friend got up and said, hey, man, I'm just gonna let you know that picture of you in blackface. I know I don't think you're a racist, but that's gotta go. Like, that's not a good look.
Can I do this since we're talking about it, Oscar?
Yes.
We do have a little time for a dive. We don't do it that much on this show, but I have to read. Let me read from the New York Times.
Please.
Okay. Right. This is an interesting story. Norfolk, Virginia. The inoffensive images show photographs of aspiring doctors in white lab coats tending to patients or lounging on the beach in swimsuits or posing with family members in their Sunday best. But as one flips through the yearbook at Eastern Virginia Medical School, shocking images pop up too. Ku Klux Klan attire on one page, Confederate outfits on another. When reports emerged that Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia had a racist photograph on his page in the 1984 yearbook. You write about the yearbook. Who has a yearbook at medical school?
At medical school, not just college. Might be medical school.
It might be the tradition. It not only sent a political career into tailspin, it also cast a negative light on a tradition at the elite school that turned ugly. Here we go again. And this is just, if you want background, for years, each graduating student was given half a page in the yearbook to leave behind memories. Some inserted poetry, others left reminiscences. There were photos submitted by the graduates, some heartwarming and others jarring in their insensitivity. In 1984 alone, besides the picture on Mr. Northam's page of a man in blackface posing next to someone in a KKK robe, there were at least two other images of blackface in other parts of the yearbook.
Wow.
There was also a picture of a man wearing a sombrero and a woman in Japanese attire at what seemed to be a costume party. Do you know the level of education and smarts you have to do to get yourself out of medical school of the undergrad into a medical? It's just, God, please.
It does not make you socially and culturally
with it.
I would say woke, for the lack of a better term. That you just don't
know. One might say it's one of the most unwoke pictures that I've seen, especially when you consider it's from 1984.
Which we're is not going that back long to, ago.
We're not going back to the 60s.
And the reason I mentioned the soccer, my only other reference to blackface is my colleague, my friend at the time, and I see him once in a while now, he said, thank you for telling me that. Like, no one's ever said anything to me. I will take that
down.
Good for you. I apologize.
And good for you. This is the whole reason why we speak up. I've said it forever. You pop up when people are doing that. Listen, I just wanted to throw this in since we discussed it. Black students from Mr. Northam's era recalled a divided campus in which they and their white classmates sat in class together, but largely socialized apart. Quote, the problem is that people who put offensive things on their yearbook page, they weren't cognizant of the people they were offending, said Dr. David Randolph Sr. He's 59, my age, an oncologist in Richmond, who is black and who graduated from the medical school in 1983. They had no concern for the people whose feelings they were hurting. Mm. As I said, this was white on white crime here, and they were, you know, clueless to it. Some white students said that nothing seemed out of the ordinary.
Oh, boy.
But Rob, it's the South.
It is.
Right? It's the South. Some white students said that nothing seemed out of the ordinary when their white classmates wore blackface.
And a microcosm in the South. That's perhaps on another issue. When you're in an environment that it is a purely and white, socialized with white.
Here it is at the time from the New York Times. It was typical at costume parties or at talent shows, said Dr. William Elwood, a retired family physician who is white and who graduated in 1984, the same year as Mr. Northam. So there, that's just a little bit from the New York Times.
Wow.
So there it is. There it is. I think that explains a little bit.
If you're at your average Joe, living your life, and there's this picture in your history, and you have now learned otherwise, I don't think those people should lose their jobs or step down from their positions. But if you're the effing governor and your platform is inclusion and you scream from the mountaintops that this is like Virginia's for everyone and what you stand for, you can't have lived this and then flip-flopped on it. None of his statements.
Would you like to know?
I've ever made me feel like, oh, this guy's learned a lot.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Gentlemen, I speak and I'm going to make a confession.
All right.
We had at Glastonbury High School, we had Gladys Knight and the Pips perform, not the real Pips.
Mm-hmm.
We did an impersonation of Gladys Knight and the Pips. All right. Patty, our friend who was black, was Gladys Knight. It was me, it was Richie Coleman, and I think it was John Burney. Those are the three friends that I had. We were the Pips. We wore white tuxedos and no makeup! I'm sorry. And that was 1977.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it wasn't a factor. And the person we were performing with was a person who was African-American.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, I did a show like that. I know the shows they're talking about. This is different. They put because they get their little chuckle when they wear the blackface. Mm-hmm. It's crap, and Oscar's right.
Yeah.
Look, if it's a guy that admits it, but this is the governor, and this is the message. This is the time for him to be the bigger man, and I'm sorry. This has got to be sacrificed. The problem we have in the great state of Virginia is you go down the line.
Who's left?
Yeah, who's left?
And I mean, you know, I might be flip about it when I'm doing Haley Barbour, but I need to read more about the lieutenant governor who happens to be African-American.
Right.
And find out, because that is a situation where there are allegations, and that is something that has to be addressed. It's just right now, it's a pretty crazy little state. And as far as the blackface, I think it's time to make a real, Governor Northam, make a real clear statement. And unfortunately, you're the guy that does it. You know, I think you'll be fine. You're still a doctor.
Yeah.
Right. He's still a doctor. God, it's craziness. It's
and he still has all his white friends.
Did you ever see it? You went to a Southern school. Did you ever see it at VCU?
Did not see it at VCU. No, sir.
Virginia Commonwealth University.
But keep in mind, VCU is a very large public school in the city. It's not like it's going to be,
Different population.
It's not all very
Rob's
contained.
Walking around in blackface.
No, uh-uh.
Walking a Safeway.
That's right.
After a Halloween party.
I need a six pack.
Sable, he won't make it. You probably get rolled by the time you get there.
Precisely.
By the way, here in the Times, it says students were given free editorial reign over the yearbook without staff supervision. How'd that work for you, Governor? All right, very good. So we'll take a break and come back.
They're 26.
They're all idiots.
Should they be told?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to run for public office.
And by the way, let's one more time. I'm 26. Will you sign my yearbook, please?
Wow.
So sad.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. And there's a lot of other stuff in there, too. Yes, sirree. What's the name of the school?
It's Eastern.
Blackface Medical School. Anyway, we'll take a break.
You're just being silly, Mike.
We'll come back. Now, what was it called? Let me see. I'm going to go back and get the name of it. I apologize. Oh, now I've lost our picture completely. Let's see. White Lab. Eastern Virginia Medical School.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ask for it by name. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Meara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Meara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. It's too late, baby. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits, just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. They've made it easy to get what you need. Act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Yeah, interesting. Sometimes there's certain stories you just can't ignore.
It's true. It's so true.
I want to highlight this. I want to appreciate, I appreciate you, Mike. And thank you because, look, this is, people sometimes when they listen to this program, they're like, oh, this is one-sided. And, you know, when we talk about politics, it's always about, you know, the evil Republicans. And I don't think that's true. But know this, that we're open enough to say that when something's wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And we will discuss it. And if it needs to be talked about, we'll talk about it.
Well, and also, you know, I don't talk about this with you, Oscar, very often. I really don't, but I will now. I mean, because the way I have to say it occasionally your background has the only background that's relevant to me is the fact that you got an MBA and that you work hard and that you're a talented broadcaster and that you gave me an opportunity for another act in my career. Comedically, when I have an opportunity to do something because of your Bolivianness on the show, I usually jump at every opportunity.
Yeah.
But the reality of you as a human being and as a friend and anybody else is, I don't think I'm alone. There are a lot of people relevance to it.
Right.
It is completely irrelevant to me. The only relevance it has is when I meet a new friend down here for the first time in like 12 years,
right.
A genuinely new friend who invites me to his incredible home. And he is an immigrant from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I say, well, I work with a guy who is also a Latin American. And that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just move on, just like this guy. The only relevance this guy has to me is, you know, when I'm driving home from his house, and I'm going, oh, God, I wish I was more successful. That's it.
Well, yeah, because I really believe there are certain people that do not see color and do not see race. I think that it's also important to say that we would be fools to think that that is not the case all the time and that it's not the case the majority of the time.
And with full disclosure, I see color, race, ethnicity. When I'm in an automobile, everybody's different. Everybody's different. I find that.
Yes.
You know, you did that because you're old. Well, you did that because you're young. You did that because you're black. You did that because you're Hispanic. You did that because everybody.
Sure.
I try not to. That's why my wife never allows me to drive in the car with my son. And I'm working on that part.
Good.
And the other day, as a matter of fact, I had two guys
coming back from a golf course in the car with me. And oh my God, I forgot what it was. It was something that was on there, take my gun from my cold dead hands with a gun and stuff like that. I pulled up alongside of him and I rolled down the window and I'll just share this. And I went, Kamala Harris, 2020. Yeah. But I did it for them. I did it for them, and I could have been shot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm messed up that way.
No, you're fine. I'm a little messed up that way.
And today, I always look forward to this. A nervous anesthesiologist who will put me under for my
colonoscopy.
Yes.
In 2 weeks. They either can give you an EKG prior to that or not give you an EKG. And in my case, they look at my chart and they go, fat. Come in for an EKG. And so I've got it today. And always pleasant. Always pleasant to go in. And then within 15 minutes, you're in and out. And half of all the body hair that is on your body has been torn from its pores. You know, right? They just put the little stickers on you, and then it's like rip.
Do they ever give you a courtesy cheap like shave with a cheap razor that ends up pulling hair out most?
To be honest with you, I'd settle for the pulled hair. I want to be in and out.
Okay,
it takes by the time they get you gooed up with all these little electrodes, it's over. It's it's over before.
We gotta get gooed up.
It's over before it starts.
What did he say? He said Bob Goo.
Bob Goo.
All right, just so it doesn't leave it hanging. He went to high school with a guy named Bob Goo, and it's a name that I've always found very entertaining.
Bob Goo.
Bob Goo.
And he did not like to be called Robert.
He said Bob Goo.
It's Bob Goo.
How did he spell Goo?
G U.
Oh, okay. But was he Asian?
Yes, he was Korean.
Bob Goo.
In my mind, it's spelled G O O. In my mind's eye, Goo. Bob Goo.
Oh, that's back when you were at your school and you dressed up as an Asian man, right?
Yeah, and, but he said it was okay. It's not in the yearbook or anything.
Thank you. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's Day, Joe. Yes, my eighth favorite holiday. All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Robin Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you.
Well, that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Robin Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Here's every week, robinjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
I can testify that there is never romance in the air when those two guys are.
No.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting fit and staying healthy, always easier said than done. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
Well, OpenFit, remember that name, OpenFit, is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. This is awesome. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. These trainers know how to get you results quick. It's super simple. Just press play and work out on your schedule. View it and do it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or Roku, anytime, anywhere. Mrs. O'Mara loves it. Oscar Santana loves it. It's right there, and you get the best trainers right there on your tablet. OpenFit has changed the way Oscar works out. With the code TMOS, you can join him on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use the code TMOS and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 303030. Remember that. That's TMOS to 303030. Full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, and you can get started with a brand new you.
News.
No!
Boo. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We almost lost Susan Lucci last year.
No, Mike.
Last fall, she was experiencing some tightness in her chest.
Yeah!
Calm down. After an October 23rd incident in which she felt like there was, quote, an elephant pressing down on my chest, She went to the hospital. It turns out she had a 90% blockage in her heart's main artery. If doctors didn't catch it when they did, she could have had a major heart attack, the kind that is often referred to as a widowmaker.
Ooh.
She says, quote, I'm lucky to be alive. Susan is telling her story to hopefully help others recognize their own symptoms. Quote,
we often put ourselves on the back burner, but if your body is telling you something, we need to pay attention.
Thank you, Susan. I wish you hadn't lost that many Emmys.
Yeah. She finally won one.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
God bless her. Tiny, tiny person.
Big head.
Yes. Large head. Teeny, tiny body.
Small heart.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball. I like this. That's why I'm sharing it with you. Major League Baseball has been trying to speed up the games, and now they're finally addressing one of the main issues that slow things down. I am down with this. When teams play the matchup game in the later innings, bringing the left and right-handed specialists just to face one or two batters, that can really get tedious as fans have to wait for the manager to walk out to the mound and signal the bullpen and then for the next pitcher to walk or hopefully jog all the way into the mound and then get settled in. The whole thing can add up. The league is really, really talking with the Players Association about a new rule that would require all pitchers to pitch to at least three batters. Down with that.
That makes sense. Cool. Yeah.
Simple rule. Very good. Unless they're injured or if they finished they finished an inning. So in other words, if you come in to face one batter, you get the one batter and you're finished. Then they can bring in another pitcher.
Okay, so you can start with a fresh with the new inning.
So I like that. The two sides also reportedly discussed adding the designated hitter to the National League. Hello! We love it in the American League. A 20-second pitch clock, draft advantages for winning teams and penalties for losing teams, and expanding the rosters from 25 to 26. It's good for the players.
And also they said
speed up the game.
No more helmet-to-helmet tackles.
That's right. That will not be allowed. You know, right. Concussion. Boy,
wait, don't pitchers and catchers report next week? Are you going to miss? Are you back in the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I don't do the spring training anymore because I sold them.
Yeah,
I sold my tickets.
But will you buy a la carte? I meant to ask you this yesterday.
Yeah, I went to one game last year. And I think it was at the Twins Stadium.
Oh, really?
It's JetBlue Park. Yeah, yeah. If you really want to trace it back, you know, I'm sorry, Red Sox. If you'd hired me as your PA announcer, this things would be different, okay?
Never forget.
It's petty.
That's right.
Never forget.
Yeah, hire the hack. And I'm tired. I got tired of listening to him and having season tickets with the board players and the board people and the senior citizens just going, yeah. Never anything. It wasn't fun. Lost its luster.
Okay.
Life moves on.
Here.
Thank you. Speaking of moving forward, they keep on chugging. The Simpsons will not die. Yesterday, Fox renewed it for two more seasons.
Wow.
The show's 31st and 32nd, and by the end of that 32nd in 2021, it'll have aired 713 episodes, which is just insane. There's no indication that these are the last two, so who knows? What do you have to say about this? You're looking pensive. What's going on?
I think it might almost be time to pack it in.
Why?
Really? Wow, you love that show.
I love the show, but here's the thing. I still DVR it every Sunday night, and it doesn't have the sizzle anymore. It's used to be, if you go back to like the 10th season, you watch an episode on, they have it on
must-watch television.
On FXX, they're still running the older episodes, right? And every line is funny. It is just so funny. And I think it's because they've run out of stuff to make fun of. They've done everything twice.
Also, I
love the show still. I still watch it, but it's not.
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
That's all right.
This just made so much sense to me. The news cycle is so fast now that when we would watch The Simpsons when we were younger,
part of it,
like a punchline or something that they would be so bold to put into their production was a big deal. By the time they get to the episode, some of the jokes that they put down are 3 or 4 weeks old. They feel like they're years old.
You know, what shifted that was South Park, because South Park changed the style of animation where they could do an episode in 4 or 5 days if they applied themselves, and they became the go-to topical cartoon. And The Simpsons,
it's hard to do it the way they do it.
They really do. They visit classic comedy themes, and they can't stay current. And I think that in this modern environment, keep in mind, 30 years ago, we were a different country.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, a lot has changed.
Believe it or not, it's still drawing a significant audience. This season's averaging 4.1 million viewers, but that number increases to 7.5 million per episode when you include delayed viewing and streaming. In the early 90s, The Simpsons was drawing more than 20 million per episode, and it continued with at least 10 million through season 16 in 2004 and 2005, which is now 14 years ago. It's been declining steadily ever since. at least in the nightly ratings, but obviously still doing well enough to be worth producing and shelling out an ungodly amount of cash to the show's stars. Last we heard, the voice cast was making around $300,000 per episode.
And they still get it all back because of syndication. Keep in mind, that first run is break even at best.
Wow. Yeah.
And then they get it back because they resell it.
Nice work if you can get it. The Unicode Consortium is a nonprofit that runs a bunch of different standards for the internet. And no one really paid attention to them until a few years ago when we found out they control emojis. They just announced 230 new emojis that should roll out to your phone sometime later in the year. Does everybody control everything?
Yeah,
does there always have to be? You know,
why do you gotta own it?
Why does somebody have to control it? Here are some highlights: a yawning face, lots of emojis focused on disabilities, including a deaf person, people in wheelchairs, blind people using walking canes, seeing eye dogs, and mechanical arms and legs. New animals, including the flamingo, sloth, and skunk. New foods, including a waffle.
What?
Yeah.
What's your favorite emoji right now, Mike?
The thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean,
that's an easy one to use.
Clear. There's one that I saw, I think it was either Mina Kimes from ESPN or Clinton Yates, one or the other, in a thread where they had the weeds, the side eye, and then the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I'm looking
like spying
at
from the grass, yeah.
And I was sat there, I was like, how do I decode this?
Yeah, you know, the one I use all the time, and what? People don't seem to like it, is Ralph Northam's yearbook.
See, I was writing the same joke, but my joke would have been, I use the blackface doctor. See, I wrote it differently. You went with the yearbook. I went with the blackface. I like the thumbs up, the crying smiley face, and the blackface doctor. Anyway, moving on. A drop of blood represents... Oh,
ew!
God. A drop of blood which represents menstruation, it said. I'm just reading what I'm getting. And a hand making a pinching gesture, which everyone online is calling the tiny penis emoji.
Get ready
to send this to anyone who shoots you an unsolicited junk pic.
Yeah, pony.
Yeah, for all those people that get unsolicited junk pics, God. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to have a graphic ready to go.
Wow. A new study in the journal Perception found people can't really tell if you're looking them in the eye or not as long as you're looking at something close to their eyes. This would apply to pony. Researchers had four-minute conversations with about 50 different people and used special glasses to track eye movements. In half the conversations, they looked people square in the eye. For the other half, they stared at other spots like their mouth or chin. And it turns out we can't really tell the difference. So if you really get wigged out by looking at somebody in the eye, pony, both groups thought they were making eye contact even when the researchers were staring at one of their ears. I'd love to do that because I don't like to look people in the eye.
I don't either.
It freaks me out. I do it when I shake hands for the first time and I go, nice to meet you.
But if you keep it going, it's like a challenge.
Yeah.
You have to look people in the eye when you're talking to them.
Right? Well, when I meet them, I look them in the eye. But if I do it too long, it results in, with males or females, unwanted kissing.
Yes.
They also rated the conversations as enjoyable.
And then you get that pinchy finger emoji sent to you.
That's it, after the fact. And the blood drop. And now a little something.
Oh, my God.
The police in Ontario, Canada, got a call on Tuesday afternoon from a nursing home because of a bingo brawl.
Oh!
Apparently, a 79-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman got into a fist fight over bingo. The fight started because one of the women took someone else's regular seat. Then once it got physical, more people joined in on the fight. The cops were able to break it up. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. The cops wound up not filing charges, mostly because the ladies were so hot.
That's a bingo.
That's a bingo. We'll take a break, come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. In these divisive times, it's hard to find common ground. It's difficult to concur, which is why there is such value to calm, collected political discourse. This is why we need political persuasions. Mike O'Mara.
You don't f***ing understand that we're in a world of right now.
Chris Freights.
I'm not going to let it happen.
Cool, considerate man.
You want to yell? I'll f***ing yell, asshole.
Yell.
Because the
fucking did.
And never clouding their judgment with the fog of emotion.
You know why you can't? Because there's nobody.
Why don't you fucking let me talk?
O'Mara.
My
pretend that you're objective, but you're not really objective.
Phrase.
I let you run on and blah, blah, blah. And I don't interrupt your red face rants. And then I try to say three words. And
talking the issues of today.
Are you going to let me finish a sentence today?
Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Political Persuasions. Quietly changing the world.
New one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, not a new promo. Just
no. New episode.
New show.
Oh, I like the promos better than the show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I do the show. This portion...
I'm just kidding.
This portion of our show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Today is Thursday. Thursday is the day of the week between Wednesday and Friday. According to the ISO 8601 International Standard, it is the fourth day of the week.
It is.
The name is derived from Old English, meaning Thor's Day, named after the Norse god of thunder, Thor. He is the equivalent to Jupiter in the Interpretatio Romana. So you could just as easily call it Jupiter's Day. Isn't that great?
Great.
Thor's Day is cool.
I like Thor's Day.
But changing back and forth from Norse and Roman gods won't get you the bonus show. No, sir, because you can't listen if you don't subscribe, bitches. So please, buy our thing. Remember, Oscar, how do you think these are selling based on getting further into
Thursday
insanity?
Thursday is the first day before the day before Friday, and I used to always kind of be like, oh, Thursday's kind of lame, even though the weekend starts in college on Thursday. Thor's Day,
now
I can get up for.
Yeah,
I can get up for Thor's Day.
Buy the bonus show. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault. And let's say hi to Rob Spiewak. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Great.
Good. Blaze TV had some post State of the Union coverage on after the speech, and they had a good get. They got Sean Spicer. But I do think
we almost got him. I think we've got him coming on Political Persuasions pretty soon.
Well, get him early in the day because I think he likes to have a few drinks before he does evening television.
I'll tape the show at midnight if he does that.
Here he is on his take after the State of the Union address, Sean Spicer.
You were in I had a client meeting and I was yelling at you and you barely recognized me and you were like,
no, you're behind a rope. I'm like, what, Spicer? You need you like a velvet rope?
Yeah,
you like
velvet. I need velvet. I love velvet. It feels good. No, I was calling you. Look, I'm having fun,
dude. Feel free.
Look at that's good. Dude. I mean, I never knew that Target had good clothes like that.
All right. There he is. Former press secretary for the President of the United States.
That's fun. I like that.
I'd be drinking if I was him, too.
Well, he might have been playing one of those State of the Union drinking games.
Oh, that'd be he probably was.
Could be.
You know? Yeah, but you know, and by the way, you would have lost if you played the sniffing game. Somebody hipped him about his sniffing, so he didn't do as much sniffing.
I think he did a lot of sniffing after the fact.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mostly his fingers.
Oh, gross. God. Wow. Wow. You descended
into that. And the first lady.
Stop it.
I was like, oh, she looks pretty, but no, come on.
All right, Mike.
You know, hold on. I want to tap into this because Mrs. O'Mara and I were doing a little deep dive on it. She didn't look like she's looked in the past.
No,
just a tiny
she
little
didn't.
Bit, right?
She
right?
looked different. Yes!
Tomorrow.
Analysis.
Let's analyze the first lady a little bit.
I don't want to pick on her.
I'd like to do an analysis,
yes.
And I'd like to analyze the tan.
Yes,
that's
which
what it was.
Nobody ever
bingo,
talks about.
Bingo.
What we need to do is we need to find a copy, if we can, of her medical school yearbook. What have we learned, Mike, in all the years together? What have we learned?
What?
If you're going to rob a bank, plan it out, please.
Absolutely. Sure.
These three teens in Oklahoma City did not do the best job planning. They took an Uber to rob the bank, and that, of course, meant their escape was predicated on calling another Uber.
What a dummy.
Problem is, cops got there before the Uber. Here's the second Uber driver.
Yeah, they called me for a getaway car. So I turn the corner and come up on Midfirst Bank, and all I see is cop cars. I'm like, this is not normal. I see cops running towards the back of the building. There's like three or four of them in handcuffs, putting them in cop cars. Well, I said, did somebody rob a bank? He says, well, attempted. If you're going to do something like that, have your own car.
Where's Live By?
Truer words.
Hey, you know what? Probably call that second Uber right before you do the stick up, because you want them waiting for you. You don't want to have to go out there and, you know, what corner are you at?
Oh my God! And don't rent a don't rob a bank in New Orleans.
That's
for sure. Sorry.
You never get the Uber.
Oh my God! I aged waiting for Ubers in that town. Really, please.
If you want to get on the audio vault, you move right to the top of the list. If you have Arnold Schwarzenegger on your tape, and the good-looking, very talented Mario Lopez took some time out to congratulate Arnold on the engagement of Catherine Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt.
Congratulations on Catherine's engagement.
Well, thank you very much. That's awesome. That was really fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Mario, she is so happy, and they both are so happy.
Great-looking couple.
And he's, as I said to him, he's such a likable guy.
Really is.
I mean, I love Chris. I mean, he's fantastic.
I heard he asked for your blessing, too. You must appreciate that.
In a traditional way. And so he's a wonderful guy. They both look really great together. They're very happy together. So, you know, I wish him all the best of luck.
He says nothing ever.
It was Arnold, and I do Arnold, but I was listening to Mario Lopez because
he still talks like a child star.
Of course.
Yeah, they're both so good looking. Hey, Mario, you super fit Mario.
And if you listen carefully, you hear Arnold putting up with him. Yeah, they look great. It's a great couple.
Why do you still talk like a little boy? Why do you talk like let me ask you something, Mario. Why do you talk like you are still unsaved by the bell? Why don't you talk like a grown-up? You've got the big muscles. Why? Come on.
Arnold, did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I did. I have a favorite episode.
Which one?
The one with in blackface.
You're a shock jock, former governor.
Thank you. Yeah. It's 8 before the hour.
We're going to close with this. Mike, you have something in common with Tracy Morgan. Did you know that?
Really?
He has a much younger wife.
Me and Mary... to a young girl like that, it puts you at a disadvantage.
She's much younger than you?
Yeah, she's 18. My wife is 18 years younger than me.
Oh.
So it puts you at a disadvantage in the relationship. When you have a beautiful woman like that, it puts you at a disadvantage because you're not going nowhere. You never going to leave. I told my wife the other day, let me tell you something. You keep treating me the way you treat me, one day you're going to wake up and I'm going to be sitting right there. I ain't going nowhere.
Is he in my house?
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday.
Was he in my living room last night?
Might have been.
Jeez Louise. Hi, Carla. If you speak to me like that, do you know what I'm going to do? Absolutely nothing. Thank you. Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, the TMS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and ask Mario Lopez to
check the banner that says gift bonus. They're so cute.
Anyway, easy as pie and just as tasty. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mario.
Yes, this is Mario Lopez saying thanks for your support. Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bob Goo.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
What's she doing, man?
Look what I have created!